Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should see sunny skies but continued cold temperatures with a high of 21, although there is a slight chance of scattered snow showers this afternoon. Wind chill values as low as zero, breezy with a northwest wind 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, scattered flurries before 7, partly cloudy with a low around 0. Wind chill values as low as 18 below. Northwest wind gust as high as 26 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny with a high near 23. Wind chill values as low as 17 below. Winds gusting from the northwest at 20 miles per hour. And on Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 20. Sunday, sunny with a high near 50 degrees. And in the news for today, WPR Online is reporting that responses are due Friday before the U.S. Supreme Court in a Republican appeal of the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling that adopted Governor Tony Evers' latest version of a legislative redistricting plan. The state Supreme Court ruled last week that Evers' redistricting did the best job of following the court's directions to make the least changes to the existing map that the legislature passed and former Governor Scott Walker signed a decade ago. Conservative swing justice Brian Hagedorn joined the court's three liberals in a 4-3 decision that chose Evers' map. Republican lawmakers and the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty appealed the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court. They argue Evers' plan violated the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause because it improperly relies on the Federal Voting Rights Act to draw 7 majority black assembly districts in Milwaukee. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett gave parties until Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern to respond to the petition, again that according to a report from Wisconsin Public Radio. In Viroqua, from noon to 1 p.m. today, a gathering called March 4th to Earth Day will hold another in a series of events concerning climate solutions and information about alternative energy and restorative practices to reduce the impact of global warming. The event will be held at Veterans Memorial Park in Viroqua on the corner of Main Street and Terhune. With this event, Viroqua is participating with 20 Wisconsin cities in building Unity's March 4th to Earth Day project against Line 5 pipeline. This week, Philothea Beeson from Viroqua Plastic Free will speak and share about ways to reduce plastic pollution, and Kyla from the Vernon County Energy District will share how to get a free energy assessment in private homes or public buildings. Next week, presentations on the issue of water, and on April 1st, a regenerative agriculture practice presentation. On April 25th, Joy Miller will share about food choices and no-till gardening. Enbridge Line 5 is a major oil pipeline in the Enbridge Lakehead system, which carries crude oil from the tar sands of Western Canada to Eastern Canada via the Great Lakes states. Line 5 is particularly notable for passing under the environmentally sensitive Straits of Mackinac, which connect Lake Michigan to Lake Huron. Last year, Michigan Governor Whitmer took action to revoke the easement agreement with Enbridge in the state, showing support for water protectors who have been fighting the pipeline for years now. They contend that a Line 5 rupture in the Straits would impact 700 miles of Great Lakes shorelines, take years to clean up, and devastate the Great Lakes economy. The Nearly Noon News will continue to follow news about the March 4th gatherings and report back weekly on scheduled speakers and presenters. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.